This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Catherine B. Roy. Catherine is an internationally recognized business coach, best-selling author, podcaster, and keynote speaker. She enjoys the distinction of being an official Forbes Coaches Council member, a Mensa member, also officially certified by the Goldman Sachs 10,000, what is 10KW 10,000 women businesses?
Yes, it is.
Got it. Okay. Program and has received many thought leadership awards 4 years in a row. She has clients in 30 countries and her work has been featured by Forbes, Goldman Sachs, TEDx, Microsoft, Huffington Post, Thrive Global, and others. Thanks so much for being here today, Catherine.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here. We're going to be talking about LinkedIn, which is one of my favorite subjects. So let's start with the profile. And my question for you is about what professionals can do to optimize their profile so they're attracting more high caliber clients who are actually looking for help.
One of my favorite questions. Thank you for asking me this. I was programmer for 15 years before I actually transitioned to business coaching. And I kind of see this social media a little bit differently. So it's all about tech. And when we talk about profile, most of the people forget that it's actually a search engine, meaning that every single word is a keyword. So everything that applies to SEO, which a lot of us do for Google or any other search engine, applies for LinkedIn too. For example, if we activate creator mode on LinkedIn, and lately I saw that LinkedIn is going to allow that to everyone, it will give us an option to choose 5 hashtags that we talk about. And these hashtags are actually keywords. So whoever is searching about a specific topic is going to find us. Second thing, in the headline of our profile, I call that a boss bio. We need to use keywords that, you know, people will search, and those people are our customer segments or target audience. So I say I'm a business coach specializing in helping coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs. So coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs as my target audience are also, people who are going to search for a coach, but whoever is searching for them will again find me. The same thing in about section. About section is actually not about us. It's about our clients. So we need to think about what we can do for them and use a specific keywords that we know they are going to search for. So from that perspective, including skills, for example, which are also keywords, we are giving our algorithm a juicy information and it learns about us and it shows our profile to more and more and more people. But, you know, there is a kind of a secret trick, which I adore completely. And that's the fact that if our profile on LinkedIn is public, and when we publish something in a, like a video or a post or whatever, and we use only 3 hashtags, These three hashtags will be included in the URL of the post, meaning that's a backlink, which Google is going to see. So whoever engages with us, if we use this carefully, we're going to ping Google. And this is how we actually managed, me and my assistant, to scale my Google visibility to over 50 million search results. So yeah, LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. It's not only social media, but the most powerful business-to-business search engine.
Boy, no kidding. That's great. I'm taking some notes. So
I love that. If you wanted to slow down, I
will. No, it's first of
all, I'm so in love with LinkedIn. And when I talk about it, it's passion all over the place.
No, you're doing great. Besides, people can listen to this episode a couple of times. So it's all good.
That's a good thing. That's a good
thing. Right. Exactly. Okay. So talk to us. And if you would explain the concept of social selling, of the social selling index, mm-hmm. and then its role in enhancing someone's LinkedIn presence. What's that all about?
Oh, that's one of the most important analytical tools, actually, which is, again, kind of hidden. Not purposely. It's just we need to know how to access it. When we go to LinkedIn.com and log into our profile, we need to open another tab in our browser and go to LinkedIn.com/sales/SSI. We will access the sales navigator regardless if we have a premium or not. And there we are going to see how our profile is ranked in the industry we are in and our own network. 46 to 55%, there is more chance that someone who has high social selling index will actually be able to sell something on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is giving you more visibility and showing you to your target audience. And there are four elements of the social selling index, and that's personal brand. So LinkedIn is exactly telling you where are you on the scale of from 0 to 100 in terms of setting up your personal brand, engagement, establishing connections, and I think it's posting something or being active on LinkedIn. Okay. So you can see exact percentages of where you are and what you need to work more on.
Wow. I'm sorry. So when you open another tab, mm-hmm. what is the URL you're going to?
LinkedIn.com/sales/SSI.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I wrote down. Wow. That's fascinating. I had absolutely no idea. So I'm going to do it as soon as we're done recording this. So, All right. What is the A target list method?
My favorite one. Actually, I invented that.
Great.
So again, it's a little bit technical, but also it's a little bit strategical. We need to think about 10 people who are industry leaders in our field. And we need to think about 10 companies who are industry leaders in our field. So we have two lists. The first list of 10 people, in my terms of business coaching, that would be Mari Forleo, Gary Vaynerchuk, and people like that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of difficult to be connected with them one-on-one. But they have PR teams. They know what they're doing. They have appearances on podcasts, in media, in news, everywhere. So why should we invent hot water when they already did that? The only thing we need to do is to research a little bit. For example, use Google search, check where Mari Forleo was published, who interviewed Mari Forleo, who are the podcast hosts, and so on and so forth, and then create a B list. And B lists are so-called super connectors. People usually call me a super connector because I really know a lot of industry leaders, and you need to connect with them. So these are the people who might do interview with you, who might get you on the stage, who might help you with any aspect of your business. And with companies, it's the same. You are not connecting with the company. You are connecting with the decision maker in the company. And 4 out of 5 people on LinkedIn are decision makers. So if I want to work with Microsoft, I will search, find decision makers and start connecting with them. This is how actually you build a meaningful network on LinkedIn, which can help you to grow your business.
Fascinating. Okay. So when you go to connect with them, is there something that you say to or are you following them? Which, you know, how do you get them to want to connect back? Is it because they're connectors?
Well, at the beginning, when I didn't have a strong personal brand, I did write a message. Like, I saw you did an interview with Mario Forleo and I was impressed with this, because I really read it. And then I said, I hope you would be open to connect.
Got it.
But at this point, after 7 years of practically building my personal brand every single day, I don't even write anything. I just send a connection request. They usually come to a profile to see.
Yeah.
And if we set up the profile correctly, especially the banner to speak for us, visually, they will accept the connection. So, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. How about some practical tips for achieving a top 1% industry ranking on LinkedIn? How does someone do that?
Yeah, first of all, it's the most of the ranking is about a personal brand and building a profile correctly. So anyone can use my profile as a template and see everything that I did. One of the most important tips is that experience is not our working experience anymore. It's any kind of experience. So if I am a Forbes Coaching Council member, I will write that as an experience. So everyone who is looking for Forbes will again find me. If I did a training in Microsoft, I will write it as an experience. So I'm driving traffic to my profile and this is increasing the percentage of my personal brand positioning. The second thing is actually that I am always looking from the eyes of my potential clients. So everything is for them. Every piece of content is educational or it's, you know, my everyday life, which I share with them so that we can connect. So engagement is very important. Am I engaging with them? Am I actively engaging with other people, not only on my posts? And am I connecting with them and answering the messages? So it's all about the activity. And I will be honest, mine dropped a little bit because I wasn't active so much during the December and January. But as soon as I start, it will increase again. So that's the magical recipe.
Okay, great. And so that leads me actually to content creation. Mm-hmm. So what works best regarding the content that we're actually putting out?
I was, I think in November, October, 6 weeks on a training with LinkedIn editorial team from UK. And what they told us is that these things change a lot because they are testing what works, what doesn't work, and so on and so forth. What is the best is definitely video material because people can see us and they can connect with us and actually resonate with what we have to say. But what is driving the most engagement isn't video. It's actually a kind of a pool and maybe sharing a PDF document, which is educational and something like that.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Now, talk to us about the business page, because, boy, when I talk to people, there's so much question around, should I even bother having a business page? If so, what should I do with it? So what are your thoughts?
Honestly, I have it only for the sake of having it. But what I see is going to happen in the future. It's like Facebook and it's going to be paid to play game, I guess, because they're introducing advertisement and boosting and all of that. So my best guess for the future will be that, you know, it will be like a business page on Facebook, which you need to have if you want to use paid advertisement and actually drive traffic to your page. For now, profile is a better resource because it gives you 100% visibility still, like Facebook in 2012. And meaning if I have 30,000 connections and I leave just one comment on your post, there is a 30,000 chances that people are going to see that. But I guess that is going to drop because on Instagram, for example, you have only 5% of visibility. Probably they will lower down the visibility on profiles and increase the visibility on pages, which most probably will be paid.
Interesting.
But that's my guess.
Yeah.
Not sure about that.
Yeah. Well, okay. So given that, are there other trends that you're seeing that we should be paying attention to when it comes to LinkedIn?
Yes, definitely. There are so-called contributing articles. I don't know if you see that enrolling. In the Forbes Coaching Console, we have the same, and I think it's the same model. Because over there, you have so-called expert panels. So they are giving you a topic and you are giving your thoughts about the topic and they're publishing that on Forbes.com. So LinkedIn enrolled something similar. They are asking a question. You are giving your thoughts on that question. And then editorial team search for the best answers and create editorial letters, which can be seen by millions of people. And also you can get a badge. Like I was trending for 2 months in public speaking, I think. So the more you engage in contributing articles, there is better chance that other people are going to see you. And if you are really good, then LinkedIn will send your thoughts to the audience they have behind the scenes.
I see. Okay. I need to start paying closer attention to that.
Yeah, and there is one more thing, which is a bit older. That's a LinkedIn newsletter.
Talk about that.
In my example, for, I don't know, 7 years, I was building my email list, and I have about 18,000 people for 7 years. Here, I just published one post launching my LinkedIn newsletter, and I got over 5,000 subscribers just that one try.
Wow. So you think it's worth doing?
Absolutely, yes. First, we need to build a network because everyone in our network will get a notification. And when they subscribe, we will not get their email address. But every time we publish something, LinkedIn will send an email for us and a notification for them to see.
Interesting. Okay. This is so interesting because you're answering so many questions that I've had about, which means listeners do too.
Right? Yeah, well, I'm a LinkedIn trainer, so it's kind of my passion to really help people. LinkedIn is just the tip of the iceberg. That's a channel, but by my honest opinion, the best channel we can actually have it these days to grow our business online.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So speaking of being a LinkedIn trainer, so first of all, let me say thank you so much for this, but will you tell the listeners how they can find you, please?
Yes, of course. My website is katrinbiroy.com and I'm always on LinkedIn. So feel free to send me a connection request. Just send me a note where you heard about me so that we know that we will accept that.
Yep.
And you will find me there every day for sure.
Excellent. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. This is great information. I totally appreciate it. And I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. This is one of those episodes that listeners, you want to listen to a couple of times because there's a lot of really rich information. And then carve out some time and spend some time on your LinkedIn. I know I'm going to. So you go do it too. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always,
continue to prosper, and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.